This is injury attorney David Femininio. A personal injury of any sort is in fact personal. I have dedicated my entire career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured in an accident. I also make sure that my clients get all of the medical care that they need to recover after an accident. You need an injury attorney who makes it personal. So if you or someone you know is injured, you need to tell them to call me at 855-65-CRASH or go to my website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right. TJ's here. He just called himself a total bitch. This is exciting. You were sick. You're a bad sick person?
Horrible.
You don't deal with it well?
No, horrible.
You just cry out.
Yeah. I'd rather tear my rotator cuff 10 times again before getting sick.
All right, wow. Well.
I hate it. Oh, I'm a terrible.
Would you rather rewatch Lions Commanders?
No.
Okay, then.
No.
So you have not been on air. You were sick pretty bad Monday, Tuesday. You weren't able to deliver your thoughts. Obviously, you and I were texting. But, like, where do we begin? I mean, you've had time to process it.
Yeah.
How the hell did we get here again?
I was about to say, TJ, when did you know? When did you know
that game was going sideways?
Yeah. Because I'm sure at halftime you're thinking, okay, it's a 10-point lead. I've seen this before. We had a horrible day against the Texans. We'll bounce back.
Yeah.
I was in full DEFCON 1. I'm
trying to remember if there was an exact moment. You got the feel just when the turnovers like wouldn't stop. You're like, my goodness, one of these games. And we remember, I mean, I think I said word for word last Friday with you guys, this team's good enough to play a C-plus game in the regular season and still win. You play a C-plus game in the playoffs, anybody can beat you. And that's what that game was last Saturday. You played offense. I know people are still like, yeah, you scored 31 points and 500 yards. I don't care. My expectation for that offense is so much higher than that defense with all the injuries that they face through. You can't have a turnover that goes for 6 points, first of all. And you can't have – you take the last interception out, I'm fine with that. But you can't have turnovers that take points off the board, too. I mean, I really felt – Mike, I think we talked – that was a 20 – those turnovers were a 27-point swing. When you consider that Washington got 21 points, the touchdowns, plus you also, in two of them, took field goals off the boards. That's a 27-point swing. You're not beating anybody in the playoffs, giving up that much points. You're just not.
If you take away the last turnover, I'm still going to say it was 5 because maybe you forced them to either do a dumb play on 4th and 2 and you get a stop or they kick a field goal. Instead, you had 12 men on the field and you gave them an automatic first down.
Yeah.
And I'm counting that as a turnover.
And a lot of uncharacteristic mistakes too, right? Like Ford Field was supposed to be the place where people come in and they fall apart and they melt down and they have the mistakes. We had more false starts than they did. You had a 12 men on the field. I mean, it was like Washington came in with no expectation and just, hey, let's go have fun, see what happens. And to me, the Lions, once it started getting a little closer than they thought it was going to be, started getting tight a little bit. And Jared Goff, he did not play a good game. He just didn't. You look at the pick six. The fumble, I mean, look, Graham Glasgow did get beat on that fumble. But Jared Goff, I hold in a high expectation where if it's 3rd and 1 and you've got a 3-step drop, your offensive line is expecting that ball to come out right now. And I know on that play, it was a one-read play. Hey, we got Amon-Ra on Bobby Wagner, and he comes out and he's stumbling. That, in my mind, if you're Jared Goff, it's got to go off now. Okay, I got to get out of here because they've got 5 guys. I only got 5 in protection. The odds of me holding up for 3, 4, 5 seconds on a 3-step drop are not great, right? I got to pull my eyes down. Amon-Ra fell down. Play's gone. How can I salvage that, right? Get my eyes down, try to scramble. Maybe you pick up the first down with your feet. Maybe that's unfair, but that's just the expectation that I hold for Jared Goff.
Right.
And then obviously the interception, the pick six, sorry. You know, it was a 2nd and long. I think you were backed up from a false start on 1st down, I want to say. And you had Sam Laporta wide open underneath. I mean, it would have set you up for a 3rd and 5 probably. Or Jameson Williams ran the exact same route on the other side of the field and was wide open. And it's just a terrible decision by him. You know, and I think it was once those things started to snowball, they just couldn't pick their way out of it. And it did, you know, they just picked a bad day to have a bad day. You know, that's the bottom line. And I still feel that this loss wasn't as devastating as last year's was. Like, because last year you're 30 minutes away from the Super Bowl with a 17-point lead. You know what I mean? So last year was like 1,000 times more devastating than this year. This year I feel like is just, what did I say? I feel like this year was just. This
I get
year
to
was
watch
just,
mommy and daddy fight feel, now because he disagrees with this.
Oh, I didn't listen. I'm sorry. Maybe you talked about
you
it.
You were
but,
sick. Okay. No, I said that I thought that this year's loss was more devastating than last year's loss because last year it wasn't expected. This year, after last year, you dedicated. It was almost like a Rocky montage where you trained and you did everything and you won 15 games and you were the best team in the league. You had home field all throughout. You had a rookie quarterback coming in here and you fell flat on your face. Where last year, yeah, you were 30 minutes away, but that wasn't expected. That was kind of like, man, it would be nice if we get it. A Super Bowl was expected in this city.
For who, though? I think if you ask the players last year, you know, do you expect to go and beat San Fran? They tell you, hell yeah.
Look, every player expects to win every game.
Well, that's maybe that's how I look at it through the player's lens. But like 8 years in the playoffs when I played, and I hate to be that guy, but there's one loss that I ever had that was devastating that I still think about to this day. And it was.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
It was 2014, went on the road, NFC Championship game, Seattle, had a 16-point lead.
I was about to say, was it the onside kick guy?
And we blew it, yeah. And we blew a 16-point lead in the second half. And that's the one game that haunts me because you are that close to getting to a Super Bowl. You are that close. No matter if you're meant to be there or not, you're that close. Oh, and all we have to pretty much do is not – F it up ourselves, right? That was by far the most devastating loss I've ever had in my playoff career. And that was even the one seed, you know, the 1 year, Mike, we were 15-1. The Giants came in and beat our ass. But from a player's standpoint, it's a stark reminder of when we don't bring our A game in the playoffs, anybody can beat us. So that's why I say last year was more devastating because you're 30 minutes away. It didn't matter if people are like, hey, this is just bonus football. Nobody expect us to be. The players expect to be there. And when you really have a legit chance to get it done, and you look up the scoreboard like, hey, we – 17 points, 30 minutes left. Like, let's roll. And then when it starts slipping away, man, it's you can't help but to think about that.
If the Commanders are all of a sudden 15 minutes away from going to the Super Bowl and they end up losing, you didn't expect that at the beginning of the year. Now, I'm sure, yes, the players, you want to say we want to win the Super Bowl, but no one really thought if you talked
about it. You're that close, though.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't matter what you talked about all season or, hey, let's just win the division. Oh, man, we won a couple playoff games. Whoa. You don't think about that. You think about the moment and how close you are, right? So, I just...
There's no right or wrong answer. We were all pissed off.
Yeah, no, I'm with you because the expectations were so high. And for so much of the season, you did look like the best team in the NFL.
Yeah, all
right?
Roads go through Detroit. Yeah.
Now, would I feel different if you had a 17-point lead against Washington and you just let it crumble? Or if there was a weird call in there or something that cost you that game? Like, hell yeah, it would feel different. That was a game to me that just, you didn't take care of your business.
I think you had had one of those Cowboys, Dan Skipper calls, you would have had the refs to blame. And you got nobody to blame in this
game.
You
got yourself to blame, right? Yeah. I mean, you got yourself to blame. And maybe we didn't expect it to turn into a dogfight, which it kind of was majority of that game until Washington you couldn't get close enough there in the second half to really feel like you were getting back. Yeah, that was kind of the dagger. But earlier this week just felt like, man, it was a gut punch. Like, it really was. And we were all expecting Ben Johnson to leave, right? But I think we were expecting that in February, right? Yeah. And but here's another thing I would say, too. And I'm not blaming this. Don't get me wrong. Absolutely, this is not even a majority of the factor why they lost. I think it's ridiculous that, Mike, we talked about it, that coaches interview during the postseason for other jobs. You have bad teams that are trying to pick off the good coaches. Now, was that a major distraction? No. Was it a distraction, though? You can't help it to be a distraction. See, but, and especially, what happened during the bye week. Well, you're telling me that can't be in the back of your mind of, oh, man, like this is the guy that's really brought my game to a new level. Like, I'm not saying it's a massive distraction by any means, but if you're thinking about it, if you're spending an hour thinking about it, is that distracting you from, and I know it happened during the bye week, but even a couple days before the game,
right?
It's Tom Brady, Vegas Raiders, right? Ben Johnson. Oh, this, does that take your mind off of things? Even if it's for a split second, Rico, you can say, yeah, I'm thinking about that. I wish I didn't have to think about that. Flip the seat. Let's say you're in the playoffs and there's talks about players. Hey, Jared Goff, there's a chance he might go join the Bears next year. You know what I mean? How is that? And I know coaches, obviously, but you know what I mean? Like, you can't help but to think about it. I think it's ridiculous that they just don't wait until everybody's season's over. And Bill Belichick said the same thing. He's like, man, like every year we're making a postseason run and you got all these bad teams that are trying to poach coaches from good teams. And like, yeah, you can't help to think about it. Right. I'm not saying that is the main factor.
Belichick got his revenge because all his coaches sucked.
So. And I'm not trying to blame that. I'm not trying to cop out by saying that, but players would be lying to you if they told you that it didn't cross my mind or I didn't think about it or I didn't say, hey man, this coach has meant a lot to me throughout my career. Gosh, I really hope he doesn't go. You know what I mean? Like, I can't afford to lose him, man. He's made a difference in my professional career. You can't help but to think about that. And if it takes your mind off of things for an hour, if you're spending 2 hours thinking about that, can you argue that that's not somewhat of a distraction? No. Not saying a massive one, but, you know, you're thinking about all those things. And look, that's the nature of being a good team, right? The Lions back here next year. Doesn't matter who they hire as the coordinators. They go out and win 15 games again next year. They're a Super Bowl favorite. They're going to go through it again. Right. I just think this was the initial time of – and we did hear some of it last year, right? And Ben Johnson kind of turned those things down. I feel like it wasn't as solidified last year where this year was like Ben Johnson's 100% going to be a head coach. Last year was like, oh, he's getting some interest, you know. This is the first time they had really had to deal with that, though. Like, we are losing our coordinators. It is like a guaranteed thing, right? These guys aren't coming back. They're taking bigger, better opportunities, which they should, which they've deserved.
Right.
But this is the first time they've gone through that. I think it'll help them in the future be able to handle that, because if you're going to be a sustainable, good team, powerhouse team, you're going to have to get used to things like that happening that are out of your control, unfortunately, but part of the game. So, and I wish the NFL did it different. I wish they just waited till after the Super Bowl, but before teams could start making all these major changes.
So let's do this. People, you haven't had a chance to talk to TJ this week. If you have something you would like to vent to TJ about or ask about, and we can put to bed the Commander game, just call 248-539-9797. I know Rico and I have two more questions for you. One is going to be, I do want to ask you about Dan Campbell, and then I do want to have this conversation about Ben Johnson not being here and the effect on Goff, because they had a very tight relationship. So we'll get to that momentarily. I want to keep it somewhat on the rails. I know we're over time. We'll be right back with that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.